Hi there. I'm glad you tuned in. I was digging through some old family stuff one day and I came across an old black and white picture lying in the bottom of a drawer. Its edges were curled and yellowed. There were cracks running across the image. It was a picture of a robust young man who had a beautiful woman slung across his left shoulder. Both of them seemed to be laughing hysterically and they were obviously having a very good time. I wonder what's going on here, I thought. And turning the picture over, I was stunned to discover that those two young people were my grandparents. Huh? How could that be? My grandparents are old people. My grandparents dressed in formal clothes, and they had a strange dusty smell. I suppose I heard them laugh from time to time, but not like the laughter that was going on in this picture. And it got me wondering what else I didn't know about my grandparents. I wonder who it was that took the picture. I'll bet it was probably a friend of my grandfather's. I would imagine whoever that guy was, he could probably tell me some pretty interesting things about my grandfather that never seemed to get mentioned in the family lore. No doubt this friend has long since passed away. But it probably would have been fascinating to know about him and to sit down with him and ask him to tell me a little bit more about Grandpa Andy, who he really was, and what he was really like. Because if you really want to take the measure of a man, you probably can't do any better than to find out about him from a really good friend. You have opened this audiobook to find out more about Jesus, to take his measure, to find out more about what he was really like. And we're about to do that together, through the writings of a man who was likely Jesus' best friend, the Apostle John. Of course, Jesus didn't call him the Apostle John. He had a different nickname for him. He called John and his brothers Sons of Thunder. I'll bet there's some pretty interesting stories behind that nickname. Sounds a little bit more like bikers than apostles. Point is, these were real guys who knew each other in the prime of their lives, who talked and walked together, who ate together, who faced real danger together. They laughed together, probably also cried together. And if you want to take the measure of Jesus, you probably can't do any better than listening to his buddy John. You know, when John was a very old man, and when there were a bunch of Christians who had not even been born in Jesus' day, he used to go to various church gatherings to do just that, to tell them about his friend Jesus. You see, by this time, rumors and distorted ideas were being passed around, most of them simply out of ignorance or misunderstanding. But sometimes the distortions were more sinister than that, as people tried to make a name for themselves or garner a following by teaching twisted ideas about Jesus. But in any case, when John showed up, he set the record straight. Sometimes these meetings had to be held secretly to avoid violent persecution that was going on. Word would be passed from one person to the next about where and when they could gather, and the folks would show up after dark and sneak in, cluster together in a room somewhere. And as John was helped to a stool up front, the place would fall silent. And here this old man who had personally witnessed some of the most amazing things with Jesus, and who had subsequently suffered years of torment for things he knew to be true. He would sit there and gather his strength and collect his thoughts and begin to speak. I'll bet you could hear a pin drop in that room. Conceivably, he might have begun in the same way he began his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The chapters in this book are recordings of sermons that I preached at Grace Church in Longmont, Colorado. The trouble with this type of recording is that you frequently had to be there to get the full impact. Preaching is meant to be a contact sport, and if you can't see the gestures and the expressions of the preacher, you can't see if the guy's winking or weeping, you lose a little. Sometimes audio recordings of sermons can sound a bit sleepy. I apologize for that. There are also places where pictures were originally shown. We've tried to supply these where we could, but there are places where you'll have to augment these a bit with your imagination. And to make it even more challenging, the folks who own the copyright to the Bible version quoted in these sermons insisted that when we print the Bible, we use their new version, and it has some noticeable differences in wording. But it is our hope that in listening to these sermons, despite all these potential obstacles, somehow you will come to know Jesus better, as his friend John knew him. Because if you want to take the measure of a man, you can't do it any better than by listening to a man who knew him as a really good friend. God bless you, and thank you for tuning into these. I hope you are blessed by them.